Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
A Brentwood Summer Concert Series announces its lineup.
Nashville offers up some funding for the new Titan Stadium.
Plus, Nashville might soon get a new major outlet center.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. Hold on, we got to get through the sponsor stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, the coffee I've been drinking recently from Blessed Day Coffee is a blend I don't even know if I can pronounce.
Okay, so today's episode is brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, Blessed Day Coffee. You can get 20% this, let me just say, you will not get a better deal than what Blessed Day Coffee is offering here, and you will not get a better segment talking about coffee than what's coming up here in just a second. You get 20% off by using the discount code XPLR20 at checkout at blessedaycoffee.com. Now we turn it over to Stuart to pronounce one of the newest blends over at Blessed Day Coffee.
I'm scared, everybody. So this is the Ethiopia Gaja Highlands Dambi Uda Organic. That's the word I messed up on. Natural. So it's a nice medium blend. I've been drinking it probably the last week or so every morning, and it is absolutely delicious.
So some tasting notes. Citrus. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to try this. Tasting notes. Citrus. Strawberry. You do not see that very often. Blackberry. Red currant. Plum. Caramel. And cocoa nib. This is amazing. This is one of the reasons why I love Blessed Day Coffee. Some of the freshest and most sustainable coffee here. You can read all about the roast that you want to order. Make sure you use that discount code at checkout for blessedaycoffee.com.
It is fantastic, so I would highly recommend it. Now, if you're in Brentwood, Tennessee, or if you want to leave Nashville and head to Brentwood, Tennessee, they're having their 33rd annual summer concert series at Crockett Park.
So this is similar to what
Musicians Corner
would be for Nashville at the Parthenon.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this is this has a more of an amphitheater type.
It's concert huge thing.
So we'll show this real quick.
Yeah, I think this is cool. This is really the first time that I've kind of seen how this is laid out.
So I've been to about three or four shows down there, and it's just a great summertime activity.
So this is their Brentwood Summit Concert here in Crockett Park. This is according to News Channel 5, June 5th through July 23rd. It's announced its schedule and musical roster. So make sure you can check out this entire article over at News Channel 5. Some of the highlights for this will be from Southgate. A group named Southgate that got their start at Franklin Roots Academy and won the Rites of Spring competition at John P. Holt Brentwood Library in March. 7 p.m. on June 5th will be Monsters of Yacht.
That's a cool name.
They are a yacht rock tribute band with Brentwood connections. New to Crockett Park, they will be making their appearance following a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. This is pretty cool. June 12th at 6 p.m., the Brentwood Academy Singers will open for the Nashville Symphony.
That's cool.
Symphony will headline at 7 p.m. They have their entire lineup for the rest of the series on this article in News Channel 5. Make sure to visit our show notes over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com in order to see the rest.
They also have 4th of July. I think we just need to mention this. This is Red, White, and Boom.
Oh, they have a 4th of July celebration there.
Yeah, so its food trucks will arrive at 6 p.m. Music by the Smoking Section Band will begin at 7, and fireworks go off at 9. So it's a really family-friendly activity.
You guys have heard a lot about the new Tennessee Titans Stadium possibility. One of the things that was hanging up in the air is whether Nashville as a city would contribute to this. Well, we may be one step closer to seeing that. In order for Nashville to possibly contribute to this, one of the ideas that's been floating around is a hotel tax on essentially the Davidson County area. Well, that really can't happen on its own. This first process had to pass through Tennessee legislation in order to allow Nashville to do that. And it looks like that basically allowance of Tennessee allowing Nashville to do this has gone through part of the Tennessee legislature.
So this was approved about 2 weeks ago, and both the House and the Tennessee State Senate approved this, and it's probably already signed on Governor Billsley's desk, or it's signed. But what basically what this gives is it gives the Metro County or Metro Davidson County, the city council, the right to vote on increasing the hotel tax from 6% to 7%.
And so this proposed tax is estimated to increase revenue by about $10 million per year. However, some tourism groups, that actual number would be higher. So whether or not that's enough to pay for the stadium, I don't think so. I don't think this is even close to coming in. This is about enough to maintain the area around the stadium.
That's if they do maintain.
Right, exactly.
Part of the reason we're having the conversation today of a new stadium is because
we're not a stadium town.
It's because they failed to maintain the previous stadium.
Yeah, so it's $10 million a year is not necessarily enough probably to satisfy the new stadium quota. So it'll be interesting to see still where the remaining of that funding will come from.
Yes, so I think it's going to come from private investors. We'll be talking about it when it comes out.
There you go. All right, let's head over to Explores Nashville tip of the day.
We're just a few weeks away from the largest festival returning to Nashville since 2019. It has not happened in Nashville since 2019, and that is the CMA Festival. It's actually really crazy because we have never covered the CMA Festival here on the podcast to its full extent. So that's coming over the next week or two. We're going to dive deep into what CMA Fest is. But if you're preparing to go to CMA Fest, or if you're coming to Nashville for CMA Fest in June, one of the best ways to learn and get prepared is visiting the Country Music Hall of Fame and learning about the history of country music and the impact it's had on the city.
Country Music Hall of Fame is probably one of the highest visited areas in downtown Nashville, maybe even in the entire city. And so it's a big tourist destination, but still a great place to learn about the history of country music. They even have several modern exhibits there. Also, if you just in the spirit of the CMA Fest, if you want to see Stewart in the best outfit he's ever put on and learn about what the CMA Fest is all about, we have a video on our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. Just search for CMA Fest. It's basically a small little survival guide for the CMA time period.
Yeah, and we'll be covering in depth how to experience the CMA Fest the best to your ability.
There you go. Soon. That is Explores Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is in part brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or at thescreenthreads.com.
All right, shopping in Nashville. Do we need more of it?
Yes.
Apparently.
Apparently?
Apparently we do. Apparently we do, because it looks like a lot of some development news that we're going to talk about today has to do with shopping. There's a few things that we didn't even mention because it's a small addition. It's a little bit outside of Nashville, but we'll talk about some of the shopping here. Do we want to talk about that first, or do we want to talk about...
Let's talk about the outlet mall coming to Antioch.
So we'll talk about the outlet malls that are coming to Antioch. This is going to be actually pretty significant. I'm very excited for this. One reason why I'm excited for
because
this
it took over 2 years to get approved.
Well, that, and we had looked at, this is going to be in the Century Farms area. Do you remember when we looked at all of the shops that were going to be in Century Farms?
I do.
And they were all just like places that weren't very exciting to talk about. And so I was a little disappointed with the retail in Century Farms. But now we finally have closure on the land that I never know how to say this, Tanger or Tanger Factory Outlets. They've closed on the land, according to the National Business Journal, that they need to build their giant retail center in Antioch. Now, we've known that that Tanger wants to be in this space for a long, long time. It's amazing that it's taken this long to close. I think they've just kind of waited to see if Nashville could bounce back
from the pandemic
and the pandemic and the progress of Century Farms. Nashville is full steam ahead, and so Tanger's closed on the land, paid $8.75 million for a 32-acre site near exit 60 of I-24, according to newly filed deeds. 303,500 square feet of outdoor shopping destination is planned for that land, and a groundbreaking ceremony is on the books for May 17th. Now, if you've ever been to Tanger Factory Outlets, they're actually really, really good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. So it's all like an open space outlet type experience. We have a rendering from the Metro Planning Department on what the space is going to look like in Southeast Nashville.
So this is where Tanger Outlets are going to be established in this big Century Farms mixed-use development.
And you thought traffic was bad on I-24 already.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Autobahn.
Autobahn.
It's about to get way worse, folks.
So Century Farms, a little bit about that. It's a 310-acre project. So this small little thing, which is 32 acres, is just 10% of this entire project. It's led by business partnership Old Acre McDonald, which is just hilarious. Old Acre McDonald LLC.
That's
amazing. Love that LLC name.
So they're only going, this is interesting. They're only, as of 2020, when they filed the documents in 2020, they were only going to have 1,251 parking spaces. Hopefully, okay. Hopefully there's more than that.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, hopefully the rest of parking in... Hopefully the rest of parking in Century Farms might take care of that just a little bit.
All right. So speaking of land purchases, there is a Houston-based company that just bought 252 acres. This seems like a good price compared to that parking lot in Nashville that we talked about last week,
yep.
The $2.8 million parking lot. This one, they paid $22.2 million for 252 acres, and this is in Wilson County.
So this, I mean, this could be... I think this is independent of the Storyville land purchase.
Oh, hands down, this is a way different.
This is kind of for a different purposes for the purchase. So this parcel that we're going to show here in a little bit is just north of the intersection of Franklin Road and Highway 109. So Griffin Partners Development bought the land earlier this week, and city records show the company has proposed to construct three warehouses totaling over 2 million square feet.
Wow.
That's a lot of square footage there.
That's a lot of running room for robots.
Yes, it is.
So this is the rendering of what this is going to look like on the 252-acre site. You have a huge warehouse and then a mid-sized warehouse, and then you have a little small itty-bitty. I don't know if that's going to be the office space for the warehouses or if that's just a warehouse with a little bit of office space.
Who knows? But those are going to be some big spaces. You know, we knew that Tennessee and the Middle Tennessee area are gearing up for additional warehouse space, development space. And so we're seeing that reflected in these purchases as well. Now, if we go back into downtown Nashville, we have some more development news there. We've talked about the purchase of this OmniSound Studios right off of which street is this off of?
This is 1808 Division Street.
We talked about this.
I think it was about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that this property sold. And we have Greg, the Google guy. Hashtag Free Greg. He is on the street right now, and this is the building that you can see.
It's on the left side. It's the one on the left.
The one on the left. And then if you go up, you're just like, oh man, it's just a bunch of power lines and stuff. But in the future, that's going to be a 32-story building. Imagine a 32-story building there. It's going to be huge. But if you go straight up, you can see a little building. I don't even think that building that's looking at right there, I think that's like only 18 stories.
Yeah, it's not that high compared to what we are going to see there. But that small building there on the left, that is going to be a 32-story building here soon. So what is this being built for? This is Boca Raton-based Waypoint Residential. They're planning for the building to be 143 one-bedroom units along with 77 two-bedroom residences and 14,000 square feet of commercial space. Thank God somebody gets it.
Yeah, somebody, I think that's great. Somebody's like, yeah, let's get some commercial space in there because it's Midtown and they need commercial space.
We don't know if a parking garage could be part of this potential future project. All of this covers 0.34 acres, and it accommodates two one-story modernist buildings in this is what it's, we're seeing from the Post. So this is a very interesting to...
Oh, this is this amazing.
Okay, we're interrupting what I'm saying to see what is... Greg the Google guy adventured around this area and found...
Yeah, he was just walking around. He called us. He's like, "Hey, did you see this?" And I was like, "No."
What year is this saying?
This is 2022. So February... February of 2022. So this was a few months ago.
Let us know in the comments. Has anybody seen this giant blow up smiley face near? Is this near the Bank Bear? Where is this?
No. So this is near the Hopsmith, and then right across the street from Red Door.
Oh, that's so funny.
It looks like Pac Man.
It does. It looks like a giant blow up Pac Man. Wow. That's hilarious.
Well, this has altered the episode.
Is right by Hopsmith.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Good find, Greg. So that is all that we have for development news today. But don't worry, the development news never stops at Nashville. So we will be back with more. But that's all we have for now. So let us know if you think that Tanger Outlets, will you go down? Would you travel down I-24 to go to those outlets?
Personally, absolutely not.
You go the back roads for that.
Yeah.
And pass by Storyville on your way there. They'll probably be developed right at the same time.
Probably.
See you tomorrow. For listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.